Shabbos HaGadol VeHaKadosh HaZeh, or Erev Shabbos HaGadol. At the end of all of Nevi'im, at the end of Trei Asar, we come to the last of all the Nevi'im, Malachi, and Chazal tell us in a number of places, in Saita and other places, that Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi are considered the last of all of Nevu'ah, of all of prophecy. And Malachi is the last one. And his final words, the end of all Nevi'im, Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi, remember the Torah of my Eved Moshe, Asher Tzivisi Oisei V'chayrev Al Kol Yisrael, which I taught him, instructed him in Chayrev and Har Sinai, concerning all of Klal Yisrael. I gave him something for everybody. Chukim U'mishpatim. Remember it. Remember the Torah. And then he says, Hinei Anoichi Shaleach Lachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will send to you Eis Eliyah HaNavi, Lefnei Boi Yoyim Hashem HaGadol VaHanoira. What is the connection between these two psukim, Zichru Tiras Maisha Avdi, and being foretold about Eliyahu HaNavi coming in the future? The Smag, which seems to me is not such a famous Sefer Mitzvah's Gadol, but is actually found on every Amud of Shas, in, at least in, you know, in Brachis, in Nashim, Nezik, in Mayid, maybe less in Kachim, but it's found also plenty of places in Kachim, the Smag. Why do I say this? Because in the top corner of your Gemaris, and excuse me if you know this already, you have the Ein Mishpat, and the Ein Mishpat tells you every bit of Gemara, where you can find it in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch, but it also tells you where you can find it in the Smag, Sefer Mitzvah HaGadol from Rabbeinu Baliat Taisvis, Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi, also known as Hasar Mikutzi. And you can read the Count of Kusi in your Marcus Lehman collection. Anyways, so the Smag, who wrote Sefer Mitzvah HaGadol, which historically, until the Torah was written, was actually the most studied Sefer by the average Jew. They didn't have Kitzer, they didn't have Mishnah Berurah, they didn't have Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have Torah. You could check us out historically what was learned by people who wanted to just summarize Kol HaTorah Kula, and have time necessary to go through the whole Gemara every time, but like a nice Kitzer Sefer was Sefer Mitzvah HaGadol. So, in the Hakdama to Mitzvah Asei, which is Chelik Beis, he has a beautiful Hakdama, which he says he was able to inspire people to follow Mitzvah by giving them that Hakdama. He writes this. He writes at the end of the Hakdama the following thing. He says, you see, since Maish Rabbeinu passed away, the Nevi'im spoke in riddle form. Chidois. Right? It says in Chumash, only Maish Rabbeinu is super clear. Aspaklaria Meira. So the Nevi'im wrote and said over the Nevuah in riddle form, not always clear. It's ambiguous. It's conundrums, enigmas. I don't have all my thesaurus here, but they didn't really give everything so clearly, and you can explain it in different ways. Well, along came the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the Goyim, and they said that this is referring to their false gods, to their new Torah, and therefore, says the Smag, comes Malachi at the end of all Nevi'im, and he makes two very strong points. First of all, he says, Hineni achroin l'chol ha-Nevi'im. I am the last of all Nevi'im, says Malachi. And again, I'm reading now from the Smag. Umimeni ad sheyavi Eliyo, until Eliyo ha-Navi comes, loy yamoy Navi, there'll be no other Navi. So there's a new period coming. From my time and on, there'll be nobody else anymore. It's me, until Eliyo ha-Navi comes. And then he says, what's the second point? V'hineni oim l'chem, and I'm telling you, I have a message to tell you for this next coming. Seems it's 2,500 years or so since Malachi passed away. Look in the Gemara, who Malachi was different, interesting shitas, until today. V'hinni aymer lechem, b'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving you a message in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zichru, Toiras, Moshe, Abdi, Asher Tzivisi, Oysoi, V'chayiv, Al-Kol Yisrael, Chukim, Mishpatim. I have this message for all of Klal Yisrael. Yala alavavchem. Do not think for a moment that anything's going to change. New Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a Torah Chadasha, Chas V'Shalem. Ki Kulam, this whole Torah, everything you had until right now, it's going to be staying the same for you forever. So this is the two-part message, says the Smag, the Malachi is giving, because there's no more Nevuah. It's over. And he needs to give out this message. What do you do when there's no more Nevuah? Reb David Cohen from Chevron, in his Sefer Yimei Chanukah, he brings a Seder Olam. That's a Braisa from Rabbi Yossi. This Seder Olam actually, I try to find it and end up discovering it's even written twice in Seder Olam. It's in Seder Olam Rabbah and in Seder Olam Azuta. And the Seder Olam speaks about when Nevuah stops and says, Ad kan ahoyu hanavim isnavim baruch hakodesh. Until this point, Nevi'im were able to say over Nevuah baruch hakodesh. Mikan ve'elech, but from now on, there's no Nevi'im anymore. Hat oznecho v'shma divrei chachamim. You have to start paying attention. You have to start working because it's going to be different from now on. It's a new tkufa. You're going to have to listen to chacham. You're going to have to follow. Listen to this amazing thing. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says, V'yoyim shachara beis hamikdash, af al pisha nitla nevua me hanavim. Even though the nevua was taken away from the nevim, menechachamim lo nitla. So there's a big machlokes who's showing what this gemara means. Rashi says a pshat. The Ramban says, pshat in this gemara, there's Taisus, they have a few papulim on this gemara, but the Ramban says, his final pshat, af al pisha nitla nevuas hanavim. What's the lashon? Nitla nevua men hanavim, menechachamim lo nitla. He says, nevua was taken away from nevim. Means the Nevuah, Marech, Chazoin. But the Chachamim still have a form of Nevuah of Ruach HaKadosh. So it comes out again. Malachi is saying, it's not going to be the same anymore. The Nevuah is gone. The easy way of being Mekabel Torah through Nevi'im is gone. But you're still going to have to stay focused on this Torah and Chas V'Shalom. Nothing should ever change. I saw Rav Yaakov Adershlit, everybody knows from lately of the Kaisel. He says that, according to the Smag, that's the lashon of the pasuk. Zichru Tayras Maisha Avdi Asher Tzivisi Oisei V'Chorev Al Kol Yisrael. Al Kol Yisrael means that this Torah is going to be a Torah which Klai Yisrael, for all Dairis, especially when they don't have the Nevi'im, are going to have to stay focused on. The Sefer Brichasiyan from Rabbi Sina Abishol's grandson, he brings an amazing gain in Mishlei, Perach Haftes, Pasuk Yud Ches. Pasuk in Mishlei says, "Be'ein chazoin yiparam." When there's no nevuah, yiparam. Everybody starts being mufra, starts just hanging around, doing nothing, wasting time. The shomer taira ashruhu. But those that are shomer taira, they are praiseworthy. So the Goin says, "Kishe'ein nevuah oimanig oimadrich." When there's no nevuah, there's no navi anymore. There's no leader. When a gadol is nifter, when the manig leaves us, the madrich, when your instructor, the one who is teaching you from right from wrong and telling you every step, yes, no, yitochein, ulai, he was telling you everything what to do. When he's gone, ish ledarkei pona, says everybody does what they want. V'cholai yashra ve'einav yaseh. Everybody just does whatever they see fit in their eyes. But, avol, the shomer tayrus, someone is able to stay focused on the zichru tayrus maisha avdi. They don't stop being frum. They're not abandoning Torah when the Navi is gone, when the one who was teaching them is gone, when the Madrich or the Manik is gone. They don't say, oh, only the Navi is going to keep me mitzvahs. But if he's there, I can't keep Torah anymore. They look into the Torah for Yishmeru, and then they're able to follow it. That's what the Goyin says. Mamish, amazing. I'll just add, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zetzal, in his Mavoi to the Sefer Emes LeYaakov, which is actually written from an audio recording from a Torah Mesorah Convention, a Goodness Yisrael Convention, which you can hear. I've heard it before. I've heard the recording. Ptoich HaDvarim, he has a whole bunch of proofs in the Sefer Emes LeYaakov, which is printed on Ois Gimel, a whole bunch of proofs that the whole point of Nevi'im and Ksuvim was just to explain the Torah. And really, if one is Zoicha, he can get to everything in the Torah without Nevi'im and Ksuvim. He has mamish a whole bunch of a pekula of proofs for this. Which means that yes, it's much easier to be a Yid simpler, easier, convenient when you have the Nevi'im, when you have the Madrich, when you have the Manhigim. But when you don't have them, if they're not available until you find your new one, and you have to find a new one, I say l'charav, but until then, you could work and find everything inside the Torah. So in Meila we see, says the Berachas Siyon, based on this going, that when there's no Nevi'im, we have to go along and work on ourselves. That's the Hemshech HaPsukim. He says, Hini anuchi sholach lachem, because we said from the Smag, I'm gone. There's not going to be any Nevi'im anymore. It's going to start being a whole different type of Tkufa. And this is the Tkufa of the Zichru Tairis Maisha Avdi. You have to stay focused on Tairis Maisha Chas Hashem, nothing else. No changes. The Medrash Rabbah, Sefer Kol Mevaseh from Rav Zaitzik Zichasag Gavrocha, he brings, Medrash Rabbah brings a pasuk in Kehelis. The Medrash Rabbah is in Parshas Nosoi, some Yudalid, Ois Dalid. Divri Chachomim Kardarvoinis. The Divrei Chachamim is like implanted very strongly Bali Asufais. Now the Medrash, one of its Pshatim says Bali Asufais means Tamid Chachamim who were Nesaf, who were gathered away from this world. Meaning, says the Medrash. Medrash says Beferish. That Kol Zman, you have a Rebbe alive, you don't work so hard on learning because you could always ask your Rebbe. But once the Rebbe is not there, you have to go over and you need to know what to do. So you have to look and find it inside yourself. Mamish, the Lashon of the Medrash, and the Matnas Gun explained this on the Medrash. Another Medrash, in Shir Ashirim, on the Pasuk, Hine Yofa Atra Yossi. Medrash says, on the Pasuk, you are beautiful, my beloved. You are beautiful. Says the Medrash, it's coming to tell us that even when you're by yourself, by yourself, Yafat, you yourself. If you want, Kishat Roitza, Kat Ayis Boya, when you want, Les Ad Boya, Mail of Klum. You don't have to learn from anybody else. You can find it inside yourself. And again, of course, we're Mechoyiv Api Alocha, Selach Harav. But we should never think of it as an excuse, because there's nobody available right now, therefore I can't learn, or I'm going to have to try something new, Chas V'Shalom. You have to continue going in Darach HaTorah. Of Masri Midar Dar, there's a famous Vart, I don't know who says it, I've heard it many times. Chazal say about certain Tanoim Namaroyim that they never ever said something on their own, only B'Shem Rabbim. And they're steeristic, because there's new questions which came up, which they were asked in the Gemara, and they answered on their own. They couldn't have heard this from the Rebbe, it was a new question. And the answer is, they always live by the words of the Rebbe. What would my Rebbe have said over here? What would my Rebbe have wanted? But there is a Mahalach of Torah, even when the Navi, the Manig, the Madrich is gone. And that's all part of Aseh L'Charav. It's all part of the same Mahalach. The Malbim on the Psukim here at the end of Malachi, at the end of Nevi'im. And on the Pasuk we brought before from Mishle, on the Pasuk, Be'ein Chazon Yipara'am B'Shoimer Taira Ashruhu. Says this Mahalach, but he says it strongest in the famous words which you say in davening every single day, from Yeshaya, the end of Perek Nuntes, Uvol Tzion Goyel Ulashove Fesha BeYakov. Mashiach is going to come one day. There's going to be a Goyel Ulashove Fesha BeYakov, and people are going to be Chayzer B'Tshuva. Okay, that's what's going to happen in the future. Says the Malbim, but what keeps us going until then? What keeps Klal Yisrael going until the Goyel comes? Until Eliyahu HaNavi comes? Until the Shavu Fesha B'Yakov, what's going to hold out Klal Yisrael? Continues the pasuk in Yeshaya. Vani Zois Brisi Oisam Amar Hashem. Hashem says, I have a bris with Klal Yisrael. What's the bris? What's the bris that keeps us going? Two things. Ruchi Asher Alecha Udvarai Asher Samti Beficha. Ruchi Asher Alecha is Nevuah, Ruach HaNevuah. There was a tkufa of Nevuah. But when there's no Nevuah anymore, Udvarai Asher Samti Beficha. This Malbim I found again through Rav David Cohen in the Sefer on Chanukah. So Dvar Shesam Tevficha, meaning that even when there's no Nevuah anymore, there's still a Mahalach. You stay focused on Zichru Tairas Maisha Avdi. You stay focused on that Taira. And you can find within yourself this Koyach of Taira to know what Hashem really wants, even though you don't, might not have your Rebbe you were able to ask, or your Navi, who we know originally even Nevi'im were even higher. There was a point in time of Shmuel, the Navi was called a Raya. You just go around and ask him when you lost your donkeys. You would ask him, oh, I misplaced my wallet, where is it? Briskirav, in stencil ala Torah on Malachi. He brings from his father, from Chaim Brisker, who speaks on these psukim at the end of Navin. He says, pretty much the Mahalach we're saying with a little bit of a Brisker twist, he says, now again, the last of all Navim is Malachi. And he is warning us, if any other Navi gets up and tells you he's a Navi, he has something to say, he's a Navi Sheker, because I am the last of the Navim, like he said from the Smag. I even assume that this Brisker Rav was going on the Smag. He was saying on the Smag. It's my assumption. So he says, I am the last of all Navim. And if anybody ever gets up and tells you he's a Navi, you should know he's a Navi Sheker. I'm not speaking about anything or anybody in particular. And the next Kufa, what do? The only thing you can do is rely on Tairas Maisha, on the Chachmei HaTorah. Continue on with them. Like you said before from Ramban, that there's no Nevuah anymore by Nevi'im, but there's Nevuah Ruach HaKodesh by Chachamim. That's what you have to be Saimachon. And if so, it's so strong, and you have to listen to Malachi, there's no other Navi. So even Eliyahu HaNavi has no right to come along and say, I'm a Navi. Malachi said that there's not going to be any more Navim. Eliyahu HaNavi, how could you come along? So Malachi says, no, there's a Yaitzim and a Klal. There's going to be one more Navi who's going to come before Mashiach. His name is Eliyahu HaNavi. Eilav Tishma'un. He's the exception. And that's the Hemshech of the Psukim according to Reb Chaim. So we have over here this amazing Mahalach. This is what the Navi is telling us over here at the end of all Navim. Again, like Lashon of the Smag. Hinani achroin lechol neviim. I am the end of all neviim. Nevuah has come to an end. Like we said from the Seder Olam. Paska nevuah. Ad kan hoyu aneviim esnam v'ruach ha-kodesh. Mikan ve'elech. There's a new mahalach. Hat oznecho. Shmad nevich achamim. Find chacham whatever you can. If you have them, you have the hamana, you have the madrich. But everything stay focused on the Torah. Zichru, Torah, asmai sha'avdi. Because you can find it within yourself. Like you said before from the Medrash. Bali Asufis, when they leave, you're able to steig even more in Torah. Because now you don't have the Rebbe to help you out on every single line. You're going to have to work even harder. And you're going to get it even better. And you're going to have to live with this Tkufa until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Eliyahu HaNavi comes, we're going to have Nevi'im back. Things will come back to become easier. We're going to have the Roya, the seer who tells us everything. But until then, this Tkufa, Avad Anachama, I want to say this a third time. No one should have to shalom say that anybody said that we could do without a Rebbe. Again, it's sakana to think something like that. Asay lecha Rav, you mechuyiv to go along and find a Rebbe. I know when Rav Shach came there to Shal, you can find a billion stories like this, with all different gedolim. Rav Shach came there to Shal, he wanted mekayim nes halacha. Biskru Rav was a few years older than him, maybe 10 years older than him, and he was mamish mevatl himself and legamri, became a talmud muvik of his. You have to asay lecha Rav. But when you have those moments when you don't have it, or right now you don't have it, or you lost it, or he's not there, stay focused. Zichru Torah es Moshe Avdi. Because in Torah, within yourself, like the Medrash says, you can find everything. You'll know what to do. Zichru Torah es Moshe Avdi. Shetzivisi oisai v'chayrev. I'll call Yisrael. For all the Torahs of Klal Yisrael, you can find everything within the Torah. And there's people, Ba'ein Chazayin, Yiparam, where there's no Manhig, Madrich, Navi, they just get lost, they don't know what to do. Yiparam, they just stop working, they're idle. But the Shomer Torah Ashru, the one, like the guy says, who's Shomer Torah, he never stops. This is Mirt Hashem. We have to work on this, on ourselves. Ad Shiyavoy, Eliyahu HaNavi, which Hashem will be Shaleach, B'mheir V'yameinu, Amen.